we ever have to feel like we couldn't speak, or like, I've never really thought about whose voices are even allowed on the radio, or, you know, like, I didn't personally experience that, but of course, taking up space as a woman is always something that you think about. And especially what I find really interesting is also like what it says here, that women's talk, women's, even the sound of their voice, it has these like negative kind of connotations.
Mm.
Like it's either gossip, if you're angry then you're hysterical or you're screaming and it's shrill and it's like there's all these,
yeah,
it's negatively
But it's actually based on these ancient Greek connotations, because the high-pitched voice is still a very annoying voice that it's created. It creates chaos and disorder, and it's emotional and it's too personal and it's not rational. That's the basic, like the rationality of democracy is very important. So everything.
But it was made like that because the people who decided that couldn't understand those sounds, I think.
Mm.
I always think that when you see like a group of women on a night out, and it's like you have no idea like what's happening in there, so they're like, so they have their own communication. And you see other men looking on, and they're like, I think it's this. You're afraid of it because you can't understand it, and it's very powerful.
Yeah, but the negative connotations of this creaking, I don't know, for me, I think it starts pretty early.
Yeah.
Because at school already, when, of course, kids are shouting, you know, during the... And then the teacher would always come and separate the way she would, you know, tone down the boys and the girls. And to the girls, she would always say, or he, depending on which teacher, stop squeaking.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's in Bulgarian, a word is quite funny, it's called piskam. It's this really horrible word. It's very offensive to say this to someone. Then later on, these, you know, same people, and say you become, you get together with the boys, and then later on they become your boyfriends, and they're the ones telling you when you're having an argument to stop squeaking.
Yeah.
So this normalization just happens from a very,
exactly.
You're being taught
from
to
so
act
young.
Like this.
Yeah. I had a friend that's, we were talking about
it in the library upstairs, actually. Maybe Kate can find it and you could have a look at it. It's Mary Beard, Women in Power. About the way that you like way that voice training for female politicians
like Thatcher
comes in to like ask you to neutralize your tone into like lower decibels and then I was also thinking about this video that's like making its rounds on the internet at the moment of the politician in America, the female politician in America that talks about Donald Trump and like how
Sandra
he's untouchable.
AOC?
Yeah, but how it's she speaks in a way that she doesn't say anything until somebody else has like affirmed that it's right.
Mm.
So she'll say like, oh, and so I'm just checking, is this the way
right.
that this is done? And then somebody else will say,
yeah,
that's correct. And she'll be like, okay, just checking. Like this, these like interesting ways of like creating a dialogue that like is almost playing with that power dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like quite an amazing video.
Yeah.